AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden and congressional leaders will likely resume talks tomorrow about a deal to raise the debt limit. The AP's Sagar Magani reports there are no signs of progress.
As the nation edges closer to reaching its legal borrowing authority, the president says it's not yet crunch time, and he's optimistic about a deal.
I think we'll be able to do it.
He was to meet with lawmakers Friday, but that was postponed as White House and congressional staffers kept talking. Asked about progress yesterday.
Do you have an update on how talks have gone this weekend, sir?
I have.
Can you share that with us?
No.
And today.
Hey, President Biden, any update on the budget negotiations?
There is little indication either side is budging. The president insists on raising the debt limit with no preconditions. Republicans want spending concessions in exchange. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Britain.
Some countries are near with us from first days of full-scale war, and I'm thankful that Great Britain is one of these countries.
Britain's prime minister is promising to provide Ukraine with attack drones and hundreds more missiles. New data shows the prices for cars, new and used, are painfully expensive. People are holding on longer to their cars. The AP's Tom Krischer is in Detroit.
For about 4 or 5 years anyway, auto ages have been creeping up. But last year, between 22 and 23, they accelerated, and they now hit a record level of 12.5 years for the average age of a vehicle on U.S. roads.
Blame it mainly on the pandemic. It triggered a global shortage of automotive computer chips, the vital component that runs everything from radios to gas pedals to transmissions. On Wall Street, stocks are drifting ahead of a week that will show where the economy may be headed. This is AP News. Some in the digital media world are struggling.
Now there's word that Vice Media is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, the latest digital media company to falter. Over the years, Vice developed a reputation for in-your-face journalism that covered daring stories all around the world. But now, Vice has agreed to sell its assets to a consortium of lenders. Digital advertising has plummeted this year, cutting into the profitability of major tech companies. This comes in the middle of a number of media layoffs and closures, including job cuts at Gannett, NPR, The Washington Post, and more recently. In April, BuzzFeed Incorporated announced that its Pulitzer Prize-winning digital media outlet BuzzFeed News was being shut down as part of a cost-cutting drive by its corporate parent. I'm Rita Foley.
The world's oldest dog recently celebrated its 31st birthday, a Portuguese dog named Bobby. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.